72 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, Bill, what are we seeing so far here today?
Well, we've kind of got a bounce back today here after a down day yesterday, ahead of a three-day weekend that we have coming up, and the U.S. forecast that looks like it's still too wet, and we just seem like we have more questions today than we have answers, and that's kind of been the theme of the everything here for this week. Let's look at the markets first of all. We have July corn at 397. That's up 7.25 cents. We had a high all the way up to 399 on the July, which is, of course, that $4 area is the resistance area. December corn is at 415.5. That's up 7.5. The July beans are at 827.75. That's up 6.25. And the November beans are at 854.75. That's up 6.5. The July wheat is at 478.75, up 8.5, and December wheat at $5 even, up 7.5 cents. For the week this week, we've had another good week. We have the wheat prices on winter wheat up about 16 cents for the week. We have the corn up approximately 15 cents right now for the week, and soybeans are up 6 cents for this current week that we're in. As I said, we got a three-day weekend with the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, so we're really in the midst here of a weather market, and we can probably see some real choppiness today, I think, because of the fact that we are going into this three-day weekend. We did see some corn sold to Mexico that was announced this morning. As I said earlier, we just have a lot of questions, and some of the questions I think that we have after yesterday's announcement on the market facilitation and payment is, how does the MFP affect acreage, or does it? I think there's some people in both camps there. Some people thinking it's going to increase acreage because it's paid only on planted acreage. I'm not so sure the weather isn't the big factor, at least in the short term here for the next week or so. Another question is what the progress will be on Tuesday when we come in, get the Tuesday afternoon, get the planning progress report, and more importantly, really, is what will it be on the following Tuesday, because that's kind of where you kind of end up usually on corn planting, is that mid-June period. How much have we affected yields? That's another question. How bad is demand hurt? That's another question. And the global economy and the Chinese deal, all that comes into play and comes into more focus as we move forward. Look for a choppy day today. I guess I could see it close either side of unchanged today, depending on what positions people want to take prior to the weekend.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Checking your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, a few morning showers. Looks like those have moved off for now. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 69 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 82 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 72 degrees at 9 o'clock.